I'm dreaming of a white, non-sectarian, non-denominational, non-government-sponsored late December holiday. Hey, honey, come quick. It's the ACLU Carolers.
I'm singer-songwriter Patty Larkin, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
Tis the season, the silly season, the time of year when some claim that the ACLU is against Christmas because we and other groups that believe in religious freedom fight to maintain the First Amendment guarantee of a wall of separation between church and state. Separation of church and state has meant that religious symbols, including a creche, that's a structure depicting baby Jesus in the manger, can be displayed on private property, but that public property is reserved for all the people and not one specific religion.
It's the First Amendment's Establishment Clause that has prohibited the government from endorsing, favoring, supporting, or trying to establish a national religion. Sadly, in 2022, the Supreme Court gave a gut punch to the Establishment Clause, holding that a high school football coach, right after the game, could conduct his Christian prayer service on the 50-yard line, which of course looked like a school-sponsored, that is, government-sponsored, religious service, with some students feeling compelled to participate. Fortunately, most people still believe in separation of church and state, and the right to sing and listen to "May Your Days Be Merry and Bright," or not.
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union, because freedom can't defend itself.